It makes a little bubble like a mosquito bite.
Medical assistant Dawana Brown injects a tiny needle into Matt Spears' arm. He's getting a flu shot at his doctor's office.
You got it. Your Band-Aid, and you're good.
Thank you.
You are protected.
Spears wants to avoid getting his 10-month-old daughter sick. This year, he's only heard a little about why he should get a flu shot.
I've heard more about Ebola than I've heard about anything in the last month or two.
But Spears is more worried about the flu.
The flu kills more people than Ebola does by far, and the chances of getting the flu are so much greater in comparison.
But others remain concerned about Ebola. So Drew Matthew is a primary care physician for Piedmont Healthcare. He's had at least 10 patients who worried they might have the deadly virus.
Some stories have been, you know, I was in New York visiting last week. I know a physician there was diagnosed with Ebola. I've been on the subways. I've had a low-grade fever. So really, all the fears that should really bring a patient in thinking they might have the flu is now bringing the patient in thinking they might have Ebola.
Matthew wants to use those concerns to get more vaccinated against the flu.
It gives us an opportunity as physicians to say, listen, I understand your fear about Ebola, but listen, while you're here, let me talk to you about what you really should be worried about, and that is the flu.
But since some flu symptoms mirror those of Ebola, he says his office has been trained to deal with both. Right now, he says Ebola hasn't affected its flu vaccination rates. But the DeKalb County Health Department says all the talk of Ebola may actually encourage more flu vaccinations. DeKalb District Director Dr. Sandra Elizabeth Ford says this year the department has had about four times the request for flu shots.
We've got this, terror about Ebola and the fact that there's no vaccine available, that really the only treatment at this point is supportive care, and yet we do have this vaccine that is available for this other disease that we can prevent. So I think it's just that feeling of having control over something.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says its efforts to encourage influenza vaccination will remain relatively similar to past years. But because some of its staff are supporting its Ebola response, the CDC is adapting its plans to promote flu vaccination for later in the season. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.